Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
This is the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad that you're joining us, whether you're joining in via early a Saturday morning here, News 1110-99.3 WBT, but the podcast is alive and well, too. You can head over to WBT.com or JesseBrowns.com. We're glad that you're joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. I'm Bill Barty. In Studio D, TJ Boggs is right across the way.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Don Yeager on assignment, which we all know that means he is gone fishing. Let's just know all of that. We've got a lot of busy things happening here on the Carolina Outdoors, across the Carolinas and beyond, as you'll find out on this episode of the Outdoor Show. We're going to go to Tampa, Florida. That's right. The Carolina Outdoors does have the ability to go beyond state boundaries as we blast up and down the eastern seaboard from Canada to Cuba. We have a whole bunch of friends down on the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic coast of Florida, and they are in pursuit of a certain fish, a fish that comes to the surface and gulps air. We're going to find out more from Captain Dave Chouinard down there. We're also going to go to Beach Mountain and learn a little bit about what's going on there when the snow has not fallen. And we'll find all the kind of music and foods and even mountain biking that's going to go on there as well. And speaking of food, we're going to celebrate a certain restaurant here in Charlotte that went to Memphis for a food festival and won a big prize. So stay tuned for this edition of the Carolina Outdoors. Speaking of food as well, we're going to stick close to home and talk a little bit of food because the Taste of Charlotte has kicked off. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event here in Charlotte, right in the middle of town. We got Kerry Griffin on the program from the Taste of Charlotte to tell us about this food festival this year, 2017. Hello, Kerry.
Hey, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Kerry, the Taste of Charlotte takes over downtown Charlotte this weekend, the beginning of June in the summertime. How did this food festival get started? When did it get started?
Yeah, so this year is the 19th year of Taste of Charlotte being in Uptown, and it was started by two brothers, Matt and Chris Dubois, who moved here from Buffalo, and there was no Taste of event, and so they thought that they would get one started. So they did that 19 years ago.
Wow, so 19 years, and Kerry, you've been along that walk a long time with them. Of course, you started working with the Taste of Charlotte when you were about 12, so we won't get into all of that. How has it changed in those 19 years? Because certainly the food scene, the restaurant scene, has changed in Charlotte. How has that changed the festival?
Yeah, so the first year of Taste of Charlotte back in 1999, it was two blocks and we had 11 restaurants, so it was much smaller. The restaurant scene, of course, like you said, has changed. We have a lot of new restaurants involved this year: Essex, Enzo, Sunflower Bakery, some new ones in the area. And yeah, we have just such unique menu items. They're really, you know, coming out and wanting to showcase their menus and the uniqueness of each of the restaurants that are involved.
All right. Not only the uniqueness of the restaurants, but it started Taste of 19 years ago, and it really allowed a lot of us to taste different foods from other parts of the world, if you will. What nationalities or ethnicities are represented at the Taste of Charlotte this year?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot. We have Peruvian, we have Indian, we have Asian. So lots of fun, different tastes that you can come out and absolutely taste unique items. But also kind of the pizza, the hamburgers, and the fries. So we've got something for everyone's palate, almost 100 different menu items.
Whoa. How do you handle that as an attendee? As we show up, we're talking to Kerry Griffin from the Taste of Charlotte. That is this weekend, 11 to 11, Saturday, 11 to 6, Sunday. Here in Charlotte, how do we participate? Is there a charge to go to the Taste of Charlotte, and how do we eat some of that good food?
Yeah, so admission is free for Taste of Charlotte. So we're set up along South Tryon Street from Stonewall down to Fifth Street. So it's six blocks long on Tryon. And when you arrive, like I said, admission is free, but you're going to stop off at one of our six coin booths that we have on the event site, and you're going to pick up your cup of coins. The best deal is 15 coins for $20. And then the way that you can taste a few different restaurants is they're all smaller sample sizes. So you're not getting a large plate of food. You can go around and taste three or four different menu items from the restaurants. The menu items from the restaurants are anywhere from 1 to 4 coins. So you can definitely taste a few different items with your 15 coins for $20, or, of course, buy 2 or 3 cups of coins.
So what kind of recommendations do you have? Where do we start? There's so many choices. What's step one?
So step one, of course, is grabbing that cup of coins. And then maybe before you decide exactly what you're going to want to eat, maybe you want to stop off at one of our beverage booths and get a nice cold beer or a glass of wine or a soda. And then you can kind of, you know, you can walk the event site and look at the menu items and take it all in. Or you can pick up one of our festival brochures or go to our website, tasteofcharlotte.com, and plan ahead on what restaurants you know that you want to stop in, so that you'll know all the options before you fill up on too many things and get to something else you want to try.
Well, I was looking for more of a recommendation from you. Like, what's your favorite? Yes, yes.
My favorite item on the event site is from McCormick & Schmick, and it is called Shrimp Kisses. It is a shrimp butterflied with pepper jack cheese stuffed in it and bacon wrapped around it.
Oh,
so it is delicious.
I like it. Well, while TJ's got you pegged in that corner, this is not just for the palates of the attendees to eat and drink and be merry and taste all this kind of different food from different restaurants and different places around. It's also judged. There is a contest involved, and in fact, in a later segment of today's program, we're going to talk to Chef Kevin Couric about a win that another restaurant had here in town. Who are the favorites? Who won it last year? Who has the belt with the best restaurant of taste?
We have a few different categories: best of the taste, best entree, best appetizer, and dessert. So these restaurants, as you're walking around, you will notice silver platters. So I'll have you come out and actually see who won for this year. But last year, McCormick & Schmick and Mertz were our big winners for the best of the taste. But, yeah, the judges have walked around and tasted all the samples and have made their recommendations.
Oh, fantastic.
How do we sign up to be a judge for next year?
It's done. There you go.
TJ Boggs, outdoor guy, now a judge for the 2018 Taste of Charlotte. Anyway, hey, Carrie, we're going to let you go as we run short on time, but I have to ask you one more question that does not have to do with food, but you did mention it. The landscape of restaurants has changed quite a bit in Charlotte, but so has the beer brewery scene. How is that group represented at a festival like the Taste of Charlotte here?
Yeah, we absolutely hope to get some of them involved next year. We did start the talks with them this year, but with our festival being so large, we are working with some larger beer companies. So we have Sweetwater, we have Corona Light, Miller Light, Blue Moon, Leinenkugel. Those are all out represented, but we do hope to work with some of the breweries for next year's event.
Well, and it's the way the layout is some of that stuff is segmented, as well as it's not just food at the Taste of Charlotte and not just drinks like you just mentioned, but there are other activities. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we have 4 different entertainment stages. So a main stage at Trade and Tryon, our community stage on Levine Avenue. We have the Tavern at the Taste at Martin Luther King and the Wine Cellar at 4th Street. So we have 4 entertainment stages to check out while you're here. And we have kids activities throughout the event site. And if you are bringing the kids, you can buy them a wristband for $15. And they can do unlimited kids activities, rock wall, bounce houses, all kinds of stuff.
It's not just about chowing. There's plenty of fun things to do. The Taste of Charlotte, 11 to 11 today, if you're listening via Saturday, June 10th, and tomorrow, June 11th, 11 to 6. Carrie Griffin, congratulations on the 19th year, and have a great festival out there. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you guys out here.
A quick reminder, too, you might want to leave your pets at home. This is a human festival, not for Fido,
yes,
necessarily. This is the Carolina Outdoors, Bill Barty here. Don Yeager on assignment, TJ Boggs over there. Stay tuned for more. We've got a whole bunch of busy things that are taking place. Hey, just a quick reminder, on this day, 1752, Benjamin Franklin first flew that kite during a thunderstorm, collecting a charge when the kite was struck by lightning. He went on to come up with terms such as battery, conductor, and electrician. He also invented the lightning rod, used to protect buildings and ships. We'll be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.